Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org and the studios of WNYC in New York, it's time for another live performance in our Soundcheck podcast series. Streaming live on Facebook and YouTube, I'm John Schaefer. Torres is the name that Mackenzie Scott uses for her albums, which now number 4. The most recent, the new album, is called Silver Tongue, and it's not just a great album, although it is. It's also aptly named because it's full of memorable lines and striking imagery. Torres is here to play some of those songs for us today. This first one is called Good Scare. That is Good Scare, live performance here in the studio by Torres. The song is on her brand new album called Silver Tongue, which drops on Friday. Torres is the work of Mackenzie Scott. It's good to have you back with us.
It's good to be back.
With J.R. Bohannon in tow on pedal steel and guitar, Brian Basorti is behind our drum kit, and Aaron Manning playing the various keyboards. And so, Mackenzie, there's a line in Good Scare, you make me want to write a country song. Now, I know you grew up in the South, but I grew up here in New York, and so maybe that line means something different to each of us. I hear it as something kind of wry and playful. Did you mean it seriously? I mean, have you ever written a country song?
Not quite yet. I've thought a lot about it.
Yeah?
I mean, I think I'm always writing versions, you know, my own versions of country songs. It is playful. You're not wrong. But it is also serious.
Yeah. So was country music part of your, you know, sort of the ambient music in the house growing up?
It was. Country music almost exclusively.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of, you know, I'm from Macon, Georgia, so every time the radio came on in the car, it was country.
And so where did this love of kind of this kind of serrated electric guitar sound, how did that develop?
That came later in college. You know, I used to play the acoustic guitar, but I find it to be a pretty singular instrument, which is, you know, what it's great for, but it's also, it's a little boring.
Well, and you do play it on one track on the new record.
I do, yeah.
But yes, the electric guitar offers you almost unlimited kind of sonic palettes to work with, I guess.
Exactly. I can basically make it sound like anything I want, which is kind of the beauty of it.
Yeah. So now, the title Silver Tongue, did that come after the album was done when you had seen what you had written and everything?
It did, yeah.
And so what did it signify for you?
I spend a lot of time feeling like I'm trying to persuade people, you know, to persuade people to believe in me or, you know, to believe in general. It became pretty clear to me that that was also what I had written an album about. It was essentially, it's full of words that are meant to try and persuade and convince, yeah.
Yeah. The interesting thing is the track Silver Tongue, there's a line where you say, my teachers warned me, be careful what you sing, because people will believe. And I mean, that's kind of the power of music, isn't it? It's, as soon as you sing something, it can kind of bring people to you maybe in a way that discussing, talking, arguing would not.
Music is especially powerful in that way, and that's why it's, you know, so sacred.
So Silver Tongue is the most recent album, and I mentioned in sort of introducing you and the record that it's full of these wonderful turns of phrase, one of which is a line from the song Gracious Day, which is the acoustic number. I don't want you going home anymore. I want you coming home. It takes a split second to realize what that means, you know, but once it sinks in, it's like there's a whole story there in just one sentence that is really just a kind of a refrain, you know, an echo and a call and response, you know? So that kind of, when you write something like that, do you pore over it and sweat over it, or is it just like, wow, where did that come from?
It's a lot of both, actually. There's a lot of waiting, you know, waiting for the lyric to come, the perfect lyric, and sometimes it never comes. There's a lot of thinking before you put any pen to paper. And then once you do put pen to paper, there's a lot of junk that comes out. And it's sort of, I guess that line came to me sometime while I was whittling away at those lyrics. But yeah, I'm not exactly sure, you know, where any of it comes from.
Right. Has the process, is your fourth record, and you made your first one while you were still in school. Has the process of writing songs and producing a record changed for you?
It has. As an adult, it's just, I think it's much more difficult to carve out time for myself to do the work, to sit and, you know, when I was in school, it was the kind of thing where I could go to class, and then in between classes, I go sit in the stairwell and I strum my guitar, and you know, life is so easy. And at this point, you know, it's just, you have to I think when you're a little older, you might have to fight a bit harder to just carve out the time and the space and, you know, the financial resources and whatnot to... It's a very practical answer. It might not be the one that you wanted.
Well, but, you know, there is a practical side to being a working musician in the 21st century. You know, it's not like 50 years ago where, you know, there was that brass ring you were going for, you know, the big record deal and then the big arena tour and stuff. That there's like 1% of 1% that still exists for, and everybody else is just making music the way humans have always made it, which is... going from place to place, playing live. Mm-hmm. And it's, I imagine that's both wonderful but also really exhausting.
It can be tiresome, but I'm very grateful more than anything.
Yeah. Well, you have a show on Friday when the album drops at the Sultan Room, but that's completely sold out. And then you head out on a proper tour, which will end back here in New York.
That's right.
On May 28th at the Bowery Ballroom to introduce the country to the songs on the new album called Silver Tongue. Let's hear Dressing America. This is another tune from the new record by Torres, but let's hear a live performance here in our studio.
Thank you.
song that ends on short notice. That is Dressing America from Torres. You'll find it on the new album called Silver Tongue. Mackenzie, there are, I can think of a couple of other songs that have that image in it of sleeping with your boots on, and it's usually as a means of escape, you know? like the English songwriter Frank Turner has a song called I Am Disappeared, and in it, someone is sleeping with her boots on so that, you know, if things go really wrong, she can always run. Mm-hmm. Here, it's not running away from something. It's the boots are on so that you can get to this person on short notice. So it takes a kind of a familiar image and gives it a little twist.
I queered the narrative a bit.
In a couple of ways, because of course it is a woman that is the object of your desire, and it's that's presented in a very kind of matter-of-fact way on this record. And your girlfriend Jenna Gribben is in the video with
you.
She
is, yes.
Now, she does the cover painting, right?
She painted the album cover.
Okay, so I need to ask you about that, because is that a UFO that you're standing in front of?
You betcha.
Okay. So you know, it's a painting of you, and it's recognizably you. You're holding a few blue flowers.
Good
as
eye.
Befits the, you know, one of the titles of one of the tracks. And then your other hand is sort of extended out towards the listener slash viewer. And, you know, it's kind of interesting because it could be a welcoming gesture, but it also could be a little menacing and creepy, you know, with that UFO hovering just beyond your shoulder. It's just, I don't know what to make of it,
well,
which I like.
It sounds like you do, though. You're pretty perceptive.
So what do you make of it? When she showed you that painting, what did you think?
Well, it's funny that you ask. You know, when she painted that UFO there, I said, what do I tell people whenever they ask me what this is? And she says, just tell people that you're trying to get a girl to come on your spaceship.
Have you ever seen the Twilight Zone episode called To Serve Man?
I'm not sure.
Then you haven't seen it, because it's one of those, you would remember the ending where someone does in fact get on a spaceship, and it's dark. It's really dark.
I love it. I'm gonna watch it after
yeah.
this.
Yeah. So we talked briefly before about, you know, this idea of the guitar as a kind of sound producing device, you know, not just six strings, but all of the kind of effects and the atmospheres that you can really create. And you've got JR over there with his guitar and his pedal steel, and we've heard some of his Ancient Ocean material on the New Sounds broadcast, very ambient and atmospheric and guitar-based. So when you're writing, when you're producing, and you produce this record by yourself, how do you know where you're going to end up sonically? I mean, that's a different thing from writing lyrics.
It is. I did a lot of preparation for the recording, so I demoed everything on my laptop, and, you know, that's mainly how I know, is just what I've gathered pre-recording. You also don't always know completely where you're going to end up, but it became pretty clear. I mean, I only had a little over a week in the studio, so
really?
it shaped up pretty quickly, yeah.
Wow. You know, there are a lot of different, I mean, Dressing America has a kind of pop tunefulness to it. Gracious Day is acoustic. The song you're going to do next for us has this kind of ominous tread to it, you know. So there are lots of different colors on the record. Do you see it as a narrative? Because to me, there's kind of an arc in the storytelling. You know, you have two people falling in love, and in the middle of the record, something goes wrong a little bit. And then, you know, by the end, you've come out of that. At least that's how it presented on first hearing.
It was intentional, yes. You're right. It is a narrative.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you see this as an LP, old-fashioned album to be inhaled
absolutely.
In one big listen.
One listen, absolutely. the track listing was really poured over, which, you know, I'm not sure how many people even you know, consider track listing as fans, you know, but
you put your hit first and then everything else is where, whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it was intentionally designed to be listened in that order in
okay.
one sitting.
Well, in the track called Two of Everything, we get the kind of the devil in the details, you know, there's a third person in this relationship and, you know, she's being addressed in no uncertain terms. And then the next track is this one, Good Grief. Mm-hmm. So is this, in the arc of the narrative, what's happening here?
Well, somebody, at least one somebody's trying not to get their heart busted.
that sounds like a country song.
Yeah, and you know, it may or may not work out for this person.
All right, let's hear a live performance of the song. Torres is with us in the studio. The new album is called Silver Tongue. It's out on Friday. Here's a live version of the song called Good Grief.
Tonight I'll
Once again, Torres, raging and raving live in our studio with a song called Good Grief from the new album called Silver Tongue. And from there, Mackenzie, the album sort of continues on its journey. And at the very end, I think the last minute and a half of the title track, the last track, is kind of ethereal sounding. So it sounds like all's well that ends well. Mm.
For now.
All right.
And leave it there. To me to ruin that.
a little dose of reality. Thank you for that, Mackenzie.
We appreciate it very much.
Time to, I guess, go back to track one and start over again. The album is called Silver Tongue, out on Friday. Don't bother with the Sultan Room event Friday night. It's totally sold out. But if you want to see Torres live here in New York, at the end of the tour, May 28th, Bowery Ballroom, they will be back here. Mark your calendars. Mackenzie Scott and the rest of the band, thank you so much for coming in. It's a terrific record. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you having us. Thank you.
This is Soundcheck. That's all for this Soundcheck podcast. Check us out at newsounds.org for other performances, in-studio videos, gig alerts, weekly music roundups, and more. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.